I wonder why we never translate the name Jonah when it occurs in the Bible. Because it is a genuine Hebrew word. It means dove, as in a bird. And the story seems quite straightforward in today's first reading, that God comes to Jonah, sends him off to Nineveh, he goes to Nineveh to preach, and all things are bright and beautiful thereafter. Except the story of Jonah is taken up here in chapter 3, after God had spoken to him the first time, and he had flown, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, in the opposite direction to which God had summoned him. And in fact, the dove ends up being rather wet and bedraggled in the belly of a fish, which is also a part of the whole pun at play in the book of Jonah, a pun of which Jesus is quite aware. But let us look here at the text of Jonah. God summons Jonah to go to Nineveh, the great city beyond compare. Off Jonah goes, and God commands him to preach in the city, and it seems there he does preach in the city. But when we look at the text, we see that there are a number of very odd things happening. Nineveh was a city great beyond compare, and we get told a number of times that it takes 3 days to cross. So if you want to do something decently in the city, you've got to take 3 days to do it. And Jonah doesn't. He takes 1 day's walk and then gives his message. In the English of the translation I'm working from, it's quite prolix. Only 40 days more and Nineveh is going to be destroyed. In Hebrew it is 5 words. After 40 days, Nineveh be destroyed. And that's all he says and he leaves. A city that takes 3 days to cross, and you go 1 day into the city, you mumble something in 5 words and you leave, and you call that preaching. And yet look at the effect. All from the highest to the lowest put on sackcloth and ash. A message scarcely whispered is embraced totally and completely by the people of Nineveh. The people, you must remember, who are exceedingly wicked and irreformable. But all it takes is the whisper of the divine word, and they jump at the opportunity for change and ultimately for redemption. Much to Jonah's disappointment and chagrin. This contrasted with the people around Jesus, the people who should have known better, the people who should have been aware of the voice of God working through him. And they take much more convincing than the people of Nineveh. Everything has to be proved. Every I has to be dotted. Every T has to be crossed. Every law has to be observed. Every minute say of their preconceptions has to be fulfilled before they will even start to listen to Jesus. And so no wonder he calls them a wicked generation. He is basically shouting from the rooftops, and his resurrection will change all of history, but they will not listen. They are worse than the sinners of Nineveh, and by extension, as Jesus says somewhere else, than the sinners of Sodom and Gomorrah. The self-righteous are the ones who cannot be converted. Those who appear to be the holiest and the most together are the least open to the word of God, at least in this experience of Jesus Christ. And as we are in this Lenten season for conversion, we must just shy away from expecting everybody else to convert so that the world can be a better place. and simply be like the people of Nineveh, listening to that whisper which will bring them hope beyond their wickedness. Amen.